Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom.
Do you remember what it felt like when Yah first opened your eyes to the truth of his word? Remember the excitement of seeing something for the first time and how you just couldn't get enough of studying and reading his word? And remember the closeness you felt to him, feeling his presence as he was leading you through and guiding you into understanding. And everything was new and exciting. Remember spending every spare moment you had digging into his word and searching for answers. Remember your heartfelt prayers that you poured out to him, and the tears of joy as you finally began to see the bigger picture and realize the greatness and the grandness of his plan. To have the veil removed from your eyes and have your mind open to understanding. After all those years, you knew there was something more, but somehow you just couldn't quite get a grasp on it until Abba took you by the hand and showed you what he wanted you to see. What happened? How does our fire begin to die? And where does the excitement go? How do we ever go from hot to cold or to lukewarm, even worse yet? Your life starts to creep back in and steal your time. And we get so busy doing other things that we push Abba further and further away. All that time that we were so excited to spend with him and to spend in his word begins to be eaten up by other things. And it no longer has the priority in our life that it should have. When we start running out of time and getting behind, the first place we look to gain some back is to rob from our time with our Abba. And it shouldn't be so. We tend to take relationships for granted. And for relationships to work, you have to stay engaged. Once we think we have learned what we need to know, we place Abba on a shelf and go on with life. But didn't our Messiah tell us that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth or comes out of the mouth of Elohim? He does not waste his word, and he says his word will not return to him void. He speaks with purpose, and he gave us his word for a reason. And so many of us have free access to his word, and yet how many people, day after day, ignore their time with him and don't take advantage of that beautiful, precious, amazing resource we have in his word. It's life to us. His words are life. His words speak life to us. You know, there's something missing in some of our lives. Let's turn to Revelation 2 and verse 2. Revelation 2 and verse 2. I know your works and your labor and your endurance, and that you are not able to bear evil ones, and have tried those who say they are emissaries and are not, and have found them false. And you have been bearing up and have endurance, and have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. But I hold this against you, that you have left your first love. What is the problem with the people that Yeshua is speaking to here? They seem to be doing everything right, don't they? They are enduring, they are rightly discerning, and they have not become weary. What is wrong? What is he holding against them? And why? With all that they are doing, there is still something missing. They have left their first love. They have lost that feeling they had when they first came to understand, and when things were being revealed to them. Their passion is gone. They have allowed their fire to go out, to burn low, and to become dim, and go from a roaring blaze into barely glowing embers that are almost non-existent. Why do we always allow this world to draw us back in and eat up our time and our resources? And the sad thing is, a lot of times we realize when we're doing something that we are neglecting our Abba, and we're spending time on something that doesn't even matter when we should be spending our time with him. Shimon Kepha, Simon Peter, had great passion and he had zeal. And his passion, his faith, and his belief led him to step out of the boat and go to Yeshua. In that moment, when he made that decision and he took that step, he surrendered all and made a decision to follow Yeshua no matter the cost. How far down was that first step? How far down did he fall before he even came to the surface of the water? His passion drove him to step out of the boat, But when he lost sight of the one who inspired his passion, he began to flounder around. And he began to sink. He took his eyes off Messiah. And he started looking at what was around him. And his mind began to tell him that what he was doing was impossible. We have got to stay focused. And we have got to keep our attention where it needs to be. We can't just show up at the kingdom and say, my intent has been good all along. I have wanted to be here, but I'm sorry I'm late, but there was just so many things I had to take care of first. You know, there's a level of commitment required from us. And we have to pursue what we want. You know, what did our Messiah tell us in Matthew 6? Seek the kingdom first. That is our priority. We are to seek the kingdom first and not worry about the rest. How bad do we want to be there? How much do we long and yearn to be with our Abba for all time? How much do we want those promises that he has made to us? This world is going to seem like nothing then. And we will look back and wonder how we could have ever thought these physical things were so important that eat up our time and our energy and our resources. Later on, we see Kepha in another situation where he shows his passion and his determination again. Matthew 26 and verse 30. Matthew 26 and verse 30. And having sung a song, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Yehoshua said to them, all of you shall stumble in me this night. For it has been written, I shall strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But after I have been raised, I shall go before you into Galilee. And Kepha answering said to him, even if all stumble in you, I shall never stumble. Yehoshua said to him, truly I say to you that this night, before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times. Kepha said to him, even if I have to die with you, I shall not deny you. All the taught ones said the same too. They caught Kepha's passion, and they caught Kepha's zeal. But Kepha did stumble, didn't he? His passion was overcome by fear and the shock of Yeshua being taken from him. Passion needs fuel. It needs to be fed. And if the source of your passion is removed or neglected, your passion will die out. It has to be stoked. We have all known people who were on fire for Yahweh, but then other things crowded in and they began to drift. You know, Shabbat started losing its importance, and, you know, it became more about a day when you could go do whatever you wanted, and, you know, there just wasn't enough time during the week, and, you know, too busy for study, and things just slowly began to go away. And many of them have gone right back into the world. Their passion gone and forgotten. And some of them, when they first came into the truth, gave up things and made sacrifices because they believed in Yah's word so strongly. But then they have turned around and completely forgotten those things. And the things they knew and understood have been quenched by the things that they allowed to steal their passion. What fuels your passion? And what keeps your fire burning? If there is no source, your fire will go out. When he appeared to his disciples, Yeshua has a word with Kepha about his passion and his conviction. And Yeshua's words are pointed and they grieve Kepha. John 21 and verse 15. John 21 and verse 15. When therefore they had eaten breakfast, Yehoshua said to Shimon Kepha, Shimon, son of Yonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yea, master, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Shimon, son of Yonah, do you love me? He said to him, Yea, master, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. He said to him the third time, Shimon, son of Yonah, do you love me? Kepha was sad because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Master, you know all. You know that I love you. Yehoshua said to him, Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you shall stretch out your hands, and another shall gird you and bring you where you do not wish. Now this he said, signifying by what death he would esteem Elohim. And having said this, he said to him, Follow me. Three times Yeshua puts the question to Kepha, Do you love me? Do you have passion? Are you convicted? Are you committed? And Yeshua tells him what is coming, just as he had warned them all that he was to be taken from them. Three is the number of finality in Yah's word. What is Yeshua asking Kepha here? And why does he ask three times? He is igniting passion in Kepha. He is asking him to put it all on the line and to give all. And he says, follow me. That's what he says to each one of us. And Kepha meant what he said that time, didn't he? Because he was a faithful servant to the very end. We have to be zealous and we have to be passionate about our Abba and his word. We have to fan the flames of that passion and keep it alive. That passion helps us remain set apart. It helps us to not cross the boundaries that Abba puts for us. That passion helps us to love his word and his way of life. And it helps us to be transformed into the people he wants us to be. There is feeling and emotion involved. And our passion and our zeal drive us to action. Numbers 14 and verse 5. Numbers 14 and verse 5. Then Moshe and Aharon fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Yehoshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their garments. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If Yahweh has delighted in us, then he shall bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which is flowing with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against Yahweh, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their defense is turned away from them, and Yahweh is with us. Do not fear them." Joshua and Caleb wanted to go in and possess the land. They wanted to go right then. They trusted in Yah, and they trusted in his word, and they were filled with passion and zeal to go into the land he had given them. They knew it was their possession, and it was already given into their hand. They just had to go in and take it. How many people do you think will lose out on their place in the kingdom because of a lack of zeal and passion? How many? People tend to be passionate for the wrong things. We focus our time, our energy, and our passion in the wrong places. Then, even if we have time for Yah at all, he gets what is left over. That should not be. Should our Abba be anything less than number one in our lives? Think about all the places we spend our time and our energy, and the things that consume our thoughts, and the things we worry about, and the things we dwell on, and the things we are anxious for. You know, when I was younger, I had a vehicle that I really cherished. And I would spend every Saturday, almost the entire day, polishing and cleaning and making that vehicle look the best that it could look. And for what? So I could drive around and say, look at me and look at my vehicle. Because that's exactly what I did. It was all pride and vanity. We allow our lives to get out of control and focused in a wrong direction. We allow our passion, our zeal, our time, and our energy to be focused in the wrong direction and on things that do not matter. Our Abba gave us feelings and emotions so that we could connect with Him on a deep level, a spiritual level, a level of understanding Him intimately. And we waste that precious gift that He gives to us. Even on Shabbat, that is an appointment, a time that He sets aside to meet with us. And how many people leave Him waiting for them to show up? When things go bad in our lives, we ask Him why. And all around, I am seeing the spirit of weakness in people. And it is driven by a lack of passion and zeal for Yah and His way of life. We are weak, but He is strong. Our flame burns low, but He is the consuming fire that reignites us. Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am Elohim. I am exalted among nations. I am exalted in the earth. Yahweh Tzavaoth, Yahweh of hosts, is with us. The Elohim of Yaakov is our refuge. Selah. Selah means to pause and think about that. Let it sink in. He is with us. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our rock, and He is our passion. You know, we all look around us and we don't know how long we have until Messiah returns. But if we're honest and take a look at the way things are going, we know everything is starting to culminate and come together that leads to the conclusion of Yah's plan. Now, we can't make predictions. We can't say when and pin down a definite time, but we are supposed to be prepared always. And we better have our passion fired up so that when things get bad, we know where to look and who to depend on and where to turn. If we let our passion die, and we're not seeking Him like we should, then where's He going to be when we turn towards Him? Is that why Yeshua says, "Depart from me, I never knew you"? There are so many things in this world that compete for our attention and our affection and our passion. And there should be no doubt and no question of where our Abba fits into our lives. Is Yahweh passionate about his people? Is he zealous for his people? Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6. For you are a set apart people to Yahweh, your Elohim. Yahweh, your Elohim, has chosen you to be a people for himself, a treasured possession above all the peoples on the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more numerous than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. But because of Yahweh loving you, and because of him guarding the oath which he swore to your fathers, Yahweh has brought you out with a strong hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, sovereign of Mitzrayim, Egypt. Each of us has been brought out from the house of bondage. Yah has freed us. And it happened by his power, not ours. He's the one that opened our eyes to the truth. He's the one that lit the fire within us to follow him and to seek after him. Those other things that we become overly passionate about interfere with our zeal for Yah and his way of life. They take over the time we should be spending with him. They distract us and eat up our energy until nothing is left. How many times have you put off your study thinking that you would get to it that evening, and then that evening turns into night, and then you're too tired, and finally you sit down to start reading and you fall asleep while you're trying to read and study? Because all of your time and energy was eaten up during the day on other things. I have done it myself, and I'm not proud of that fact either. The passion we have for those other things never lasts. And our Abba warns us about allowing ourselves to be drawn away. He knew our passion would fade and burn low. Deuteronomy 30, verse 17. Deuteronomy 30, verse 17. But if your heart turns away, and you do not obey, and shall be drawn away, and shall bow down to other mighty ones and serve them, I have declared to you today that you shall certainly perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you are passing over, the Jordan, to enter and possess. And we may not think that we're bowing down to other mighty ones, but those things that receive our focus and our attention and our passion, whatever it is that we place above Yah is a mighty one to us. Just like that vehicle I used to spend so much time on. If our hearts turn away, if we lose our zeal and our focus, we lose it all. And I want to pass over and possess what He has waiting for me. And I am not willing to let anything stand in the way of that. Certainly not some material thing, some physical possession. Because all of this is going away. Everything man has done, constructed, invented, put into place, it is all going away. And none of these physical things can exist in the kingdom. You know, all of this physical world is for us. It's not for Yah. Yeshua calls on us to be passionate. And He was full of passion for us. So much that He gave Himself for us. He knew what was at stake. And He was passionate and filled with zeal for the plan of His Father and to complete His part of it. Revelation 3 and verse 19. Revelation 3 and verse 19. As many as I love, I reprove and discipline. So be ardent, zealous, and repent. Have you ever thought of zealousness combined with repentance? That's a powerful thing. So be zealous and repent. See, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I shall come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I shall give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on His throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. Do you want to miss out on that? Do you want to let something get in the way of that happening for you? I don't. I am passionate about the word of Yah, and I make no apologies for that. I am passionate about His way of life. I am passionate about His commands. And I am passionate about my calling. And I am passionate about all of His ways. I know what is waiting for all of those who love Him. And it is not His desire that any should perish. He put us here for something much greater. And He was full of passion as He created this world and placed man here. And He is still passionate for His creation. That's why He has a plan. That's why He's working out the things He is. Because of His passion and zeal. And because He wants us there to dwell with Him. 2 Timothy 1, verse 3. 2 Timothy 1, verse 3. I thank Elohim, whom I serve with a clear conscience, as my forefathers did, As I unceasingly remember you in my prayers, night and day, longing to see you as I remember your tears, so that I might be filled with joy. For I recollect the sincere belief which is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you too. For this reason I remind you to stir up the gift of Elohim, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For Elohim has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of self-control. And think about those three things. Those are passionate things. Things that drive us. We need to encourage one another and edify one another and motivate one another to keep our passion alive and to keep our fire burning, to not get drawn off in useless arguments and things that have no bearing on salvation at all. We have to focus our passion and our zeal and our energy where it counts. And that is seeking the kingdom first and doing whatever we have to do to prepare ourselves and make ourselves ready for that. So let us encourage one another and stir one another up. You know, when we come together, we need to stir one another up, to stir up that passion, that commitment, and that fire. And let us edify one another and share our passion and our zeal for Yahweh and all that He has waiting for those who love Him and guard His commands. And for those who are passionate about Him and His way of life. Amen.
Yivarekika Yahweh. Vayishmereka Yaer Yahweh panav eleka vihuneka Yisa Yahweh panav eleka vayishem laha shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back His face towards you and give you shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into His truth. Shavua Tov.